This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. Welcome, welcome. We're continuing in our Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis. The Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis are graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovi Halevi, Began Eden Te Menuchasim, they should be Melitza Yisharm for the whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's shiur is dedicated by Avraham and Raquel Ben Hayun in honor of their daughter, Orly's Bas Mitzvah, and for her Hatzlacha. They should see a lot of Nachas from her and their whole family. And tonight's shiur is sponsored anonymously, L'schus L'refua Shleima, for Rebbetzin Brick, Tamar Bas Fega Gittel. She should have Refua Shleima B'sar Shachar Le'Yisrael. So firstly, before we begin, this is still available. Hanukkah is coming. You could get one. You could get multiple copies. You could even order dozens of them. There's no maximum allowance. In other words, let's say a person said, I wanted to buy all of the books that are available. They'll let you get them. Okay. And good news is, Baruch Hashem, there was a new birth today. Rabbi Meir, Baal HaNes, and the Eternal Children of Hashem. It was sewn, printed, gold stamped, and it was bound about 6:30 p.m. and it will be available tomorrow. So Bezos Hashem, that's very exciting news, and it will be available at better bookstores everywhere or at artscroll.com. You could get 20% off. Okay, we have a very special topic tonight. We're continuing on the subject of Yishmael that we've been speaking about basically since the beginning of Bereishis. This may be the grand finale. We spoke about the prophecy of the Meshech Chachma that Yishmael's tshuva portends on the end of days the Yishmaelim will do tshuva. Last week we discussed, is Yishmael Jewish or not? We also mentioned the idea that whether or not Yishmael did tshuva may be dependent on whether he's Jewish or not. In other words, there's an idea that only a Jew is able to do tshuva. So if Yishmael was Jewish, that perhaps allowed him to do tshuva. But if Hagar never converted and Yishmael was not Jewish, maybe he didn't do tshuva. And then in the end of days, Yishmael won't do tshuva. So we offered this mahalach that possibly in the end of days there'll be two paths open to the Yishmaelim. I do have to say, please forgive me, I gave another shiur on the topic this morning. So I'm going to give you the executive summary in 2 minutes. Basically, we learned last week, it is not unanimously held that Yishmael did tshuva. On the one hand, the Gemara says that the fact that Yitzchak came before Yishmael, that implies that Yishmael did do tshuva. But on the other hand, this morning we spoke at a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in Megillah says that why does the Torah count the years of the life of Yishmael? So Rashi says, what's wrong with counting the years of the life of Yishmael? Rashi says, well, he was a Rasha. So why would we count his years? So the Marsha asks, what do you mean he was a Rasha? He did tshuva. The Marsha answers, yes, he did tshuva, but that won't make all of his years righteous years. However, the Shagasari and the Turi Evan says, actually, the Gemara that's bothered that why do we count the years of Yishmael is not consistent with the Gemara in Baba Basra that he did tshuva. So again, we see it's not unanimously held that Yishmael did tshuva. Okay, so that's check out the continuation of last week's shiur on a shiur this morning. It's called Did Yishmael Really Repent? Okay, an analysis of Yishmael's tshuva. But today we're going to talk about a new subject. Yaakov Avinu is bracing for his encounter with Esav HaRasha. And Yaakov Avinu says, Vayihi li shar v'chamar. And I have ox and donkey. Can you imagine? He sends word to Esav. He hasn't spoken to the guy in over 20 years. And the first thing he says is, hey Esav, Vayihi li shar v'chamar. I have ox and donkey. Oh great, you know. I'm sure Esav will be very hardened to learn that Yaakov Avinu has ox and donkeys. You ever notice that? Isn't that strange? Yaakov Avinu is He's preparing in three ways. He's preparing, he's praying. He's preparing for diplomacy. He's preparing for war. But the first message to Esav, Vayihi li koy amar avdecha Yaakov, im Lavan garti v'echar adata. You want to know where I was? I was by Lavan. You want to know what I have? Forget the ammunition. I have oxen and donkey. Esav's coming with 400 guys. They're not coming with animal food to feed his oxen and donkey. Why is Yaakov Avinu telling Esav he has ox and donkey? Furthermore, this is what really hit me. Yaakov and Esav, they finally meet. And actually, today I was speaking about anti-Semitism, the root of anti-Semitism. But we'll have to save it for another time. But I'll tell you one thing. Yaakov Avinu encounters Esav, and Esav comes running to Yaakov. Vayaratz Esav to Yaakov, Vayishakehu, he kisses him. We know in the words Vayishakehu, there's a very unusual phenomenon. What do you have?
Dots.
You have dots. What do dots mean? It means whatever it says, it means the opposite. That's what dots mean. So Rashi brings two perushim. It says he kissed him. It means he didn't really mean to kiss him. He didn't really kiss him wholeheartedly. It's like when you meet that guy at a wedding, you haven't seen him in 30 years, and he kisses you. He doesn't really, this is not like Ahava Gemura. You know, it's just a formality. So Esav did it less than Belev Shalim. But then Rashi says something phenomenal. Rashi says, Halacha biyadua. Esav soinei liyakim. Now you're going to hear people quote this over. Halacha l'moshe misinai. That's because they didn't bother looking at the words of Rashi, so they remember what they learned in first grade, and they misquote it. It's not a halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai's tefillin is black. Halacha biyadua. This means it's a reality of life. And who says it? Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Menachem Zemba says, is doy resh taima dekra. He could give you the reason for every mitzvah in the Torah. He could give you a rationale for all 613 mitzvahs. But one thing he says that in this world has no reason, that's inexplicable, anti-Semitism. The fact that Esav hates Yaakov, it's not because we're socialists, because they'll hate us in America. It's not because we're capitalists, because they hated us in Europe. They could hate us, they could say we're leeches on society, and we run the world at the same time, right? So there's no rationale for anti-Semitism, it's just a fact of life. When my grandfather was in the DP camps, and they captured one of the Germans, he tried to exonerate himself, he said, what do you want from me? It's in my blood. That's halacha biyadua, Esav soinei liyakov. Okay, so in this conversation, Esav has somewhat of a change of heart, and he says, take my gift that was brought to you. Ki chanani Elohim. Yaakov says to Esav, excuse me, take my blessing, take my gift that was brought to you. You know, ki chanani Elohim. God has been gracious to me. V'chiyesh li koil. And I've got everything. And I think there's one word here that's very telling, and that is the word koil. I have everything. We all know the contrast. Esav says, Yeshli, Rav, I have a lot. Rashi says it means more than I need, or it means I have most of what I need. But we're going to focus tonight on that which Yaakov Avinu says, Yeshli, Koil, I have everything. What's Yaakov telling Esav? Let's review the teaching of the Arizal. The Arizal tells us that in the vision of Daniel, Daniel foresaw the four exiles. And the head of the monster represents Babel, Babylon. And the body, the two arms, Persia and Media. We know the biggest gullus of all is the Media. Then the body is Greece. And the two long legs are the two final gullusim, Edom and Yishmael. And they're long because the final two gullusim are very long. So here we have it very clear. Then the end of days, there are two long galusim, galus Edom and galus Yishmael. By the way, who are the Yishmaelim today? Say, well, we know who they're presumed to be. Who is Yishmael today? Are there any sources that say black and white who Yishmael is? We have been giving the shurim for a while. We've never seen any makar that says black and white who's Yishmael. The Maharal tonight, the Maharal in number 11, writes that Mashiach will be groomed in a palace in Arabia. Why? Because since Mashiach will overcome the Arabim, the Arabs, which are Yishmael, he will be groomed in Arabia like Moshe Rabbeinu was groomed in the palace of Parai. So where is it? Where is that? Qatar, Dubai, the Emirates? I don't know.
Gaza.
They didn't tell me. But that's what the Maharal says. The Maharal writes openly, Ha Arbiyim Heim B'nei Yishmael. Okay, so here it took many years until we found the exact source, the Arbiyim are Yishmael. Now, let's introduce an idea that we've mentioned many times over the years, and let's review it, because Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chedosh. The end of Parshas Toldos. We have an idea that Yaakov Avinu is told by his parents not to marry someone from the Benois Canaan. Katzti b'chayai m'bnei Benois Canaan. We know that on the letter Katzti, there's a small kuf. The small kuf is a reference to the Churban Beis HaMikdash that was 100 amos tall. And Yaakov Avinu went to Haran. Fine. So the Pasuk says that Esav went to marry Yishmael. Vayilach Esav el Yishmael. Vayikach es machalas. Bas Yishmael. Ben Avraham. Achois nevayos. Al nashav loy leisha. So the Pasuk says that Yaakov heard that his fathers were disgusted with the Benois Canaan. And then he went to Haran. And then Esav went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is saying that since Esav saw that the daughters of Canaan were abhorrent to his parents, he went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. That's how Rashi learns. That Esav overheard that Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov, and he sent him to Padan Aram, and Yaakov went to get married, because the Benois Canaan were bad. Therefore, Esav, being a good son, went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. However, there's one thing that's not clear. And that is the simple implication of the Pasuk is saying that the reason why Esav went to marry the daughter of Yishmael is because he hated Yaakov. Because right before that, it says, Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov al habracha shebrechayavav. Esav hated Yaakov because Yaakov stole the blessing. And then, therefore, Esav went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. It almost sounds like this union of Esav and Yishmael was an act predicated upon Esav's hatred for Yaakov. So we learned a number of times the amazing revelation of the Gra. The Gra wrote a commentary on the Safra de Tznius'a, and the Gra says, indeed, because Esav hated Yaakov, he went to marry the daughter of Yishmael. Because the Gra reveals an amazing revelation. And this revelation, it's going... Already, some of the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmael were passing around. But the Gra says that we know that you're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey together. Raise your hand if you have an ox in your house. David?
Come on.
What? Come on. Are you allowed to plant with an ox and a donkey together? So we know that it's Klayim. But what's wrong with plowing with an ox and a donkey together? What's wrong? You put an ox, you tie it to a donkey, and you plow. You could still be a good guy. You could still eat gefilte fish. You could still eat herring. You could still eat matzo balls. You could still have cholent. You're a good Jew. Just because you plowed with an ox and a donkey together. So the Gra has an amazing revelation. The Gra says that there are two individuals, Kayin and Hevel. And Kayin brings the carbon from pishtan, from flax, from linen. And Hevel brings the carbon from mibachayrish sinai, wool. And therefore, we can never mix Kayin and Hevel together. Kayin was a murderer. Hevel was a better guy. And we cannot mix Kayin and Hevel together. That's why you can't mix wool and linen together. But furthermore, you know who became Kayin? Esav. You know who was Hevel? Yishmael. Says the Gra, if Esav and Yishmael ever got together, they would destroy the whole world. I've said many, many times that when my grandfather was in Auschwitz, he saw Eichmann invited the Mufti from Jerusalem to Auschwitz, and they were sitting arm in arm, and they marched Jews in front of them, and they would hit them in a way that they wouldn't be able to have children. That was the the sport of Eichmann and the Mufti. If you want to know what a world looks like when Esav and Yishmael get together, Auschwitz. That's what a world looks like when Esav and Yishmael get together. You want to know what a world when you see, you know, the President of the United States and Arafat shaking hands, watch out. That's an epic disaster. So the Gra, this is the revelation of the Gra. And I actually found it in my grandfather's memoirs, Al HaTorah. He wrote, when he saw the Mufti come to Eichmann, it was a fulfillment of Ayelech Esav El Yishmael. Okay, but then the Gra takes us further. By the way, many people have asked me over the years, what happened when Esav married the daughter of Yishmael? God had to come and sterilize the union so nothing should come from it. I don't quite know what that means. Maybe someone out there could explain that. But that's what the Vilna Gaon writes. That Hashem came, he was Masares the Zachar. Says the Gra. You ready for this? Because Esav hated Yaakov. And he wanted to destroy Yaakov. So, you know what he did? He went and he married the daughter of Yishmael to create a union that Yaakovin would never be able to counteract. So as because Vayistoim Esav as Yaakov, therefore Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. By the way, so far everything we said was last year's share.
So
Esav, but stay.
Had kids with Yishmael's daughter?
I don't know. It says Ve'esav Ratzel is Davig in Yishmael lo lahachrev es ha'olam, and the Gra goes on to say Hashem was Masaris the Zachar. I don't know. Okay. By the way, the Yalkut Shemoini says in Lech Lecha that if you look in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, we know that Esav is compared to a female calf and Yishmael is compared to a male calf. Okay, that's a little bit of a different analogy. Basically, says the Medrash, Oy la'aretz kishe yitzameid shar zachar manakeva. The Medrash seems to say what the Gra says, that if Esav and Yishmael ever got together, they would destroy the world. Okay? So the words of the Gra are based on the Medrash and are very explicit in the Zayar HaKadosh. The Zayar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Meshalchei regal hashar v'hachamar, the Zayar says that Lavan really wanted to make a union of Esav and Yishmael and destroy Yaakov. This is what it means, Bikesh Lavan Lakares HaKoyel. Says the Zayar, Amar Rabbi Abba, Kad mizdavgi kichada lo yachli b'nei alma l'meikam b'hu. V'al daksiv lo sachroish b'shar u'b'chamar yachdav. V'chad mizdavgi kichada, when they join together, lo yachlin l'meikam b'hu. Now, Esav is the shar. Yishmael is the chamar. What do you get when an ox marries a donkey? Imagine you went to a chasana and walking down the aisle is a shar. Obviously the father and the mother on both on the sides, they're holding candles, everyone stands up and they stop schmoozing for a minute, they take out their phones and they take pictures, and then followed by a chamar. Then later on, after the chuppah, they go and they're mizdavig. What do they produce? The Zohar HaKadosh says, you know what, a shar and a chamar, we would say they can't produce anything. The Zohar says they produce a dog, a kelev. And the dog seems to be a malek. Okay, but that's beyond the scope of this year. We actually spoke about it many, many years ago. And it's on the shir about the union of Haman and Achashverosh. And we're not going to get into that further tonight. But now we're coming back to the ranch. In Slichos, we say, we have a very beautiful tefillah. We say, Kale Seir v'choisnai. Who's Seir?
Esav.
Who's Choisnai? Who's the Shver?
Yishmael.
We say, Kale Seir v'choisnai. Destroy Esav and his Shver. Okay, that's our tefillah. Destroy Esav and the father-in-law. And when that happens, V'yalu l'tzion Moshiyim. Then V'olu Moshiyim l'har tzion l'shperes har Esav v'hoysal Hashem hamelucha. So, we have this idea that when Esav really wants to get Yaakov, he has a union with Yishmael, and that's very difficult to overcome. Comes up Tzadik HaKoyin, and I'm just bringing this in by way of Mashal, because I want to borrow him, but say slightly different. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, therefore, when Yaakov Avinu tells Esav, "Haya li shar v'chamar," I have an ox and a donkey. He's not saying, you know, I have an ox and a donkey. What does Esav care that he has an ox and a donkey? What he's saying is, I have an ox. An ox is Mashiach ben Yosef, who comes from me. And the chamar is the Melech HaMashiach. So first, Reb Tzadok HaKohen goes on to say, Yosef is a shar, and the chamar is Yisachar chamar, chamar, Yisachar chamar garem. However, then Reb Tzadok HaKohen goes on to say that Yaakov Avinu was demonstrating to Esav that he could overcome the klipa of Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael is taiva, because he is the midah of Chesed Avraham gone extreme, and Esav is gevura, is ritzicha gone extreme. So connected that, Yaakov Avinu says, I have Yosef. Yosef could counteract the midah of shar. Esav is a shar, and Mashiach ben David is ani v'roichav achamar. He could overcome Yishmael. But for our purposes, let's say it as follows. Until now, Yaakov Avinu only had to deal with one enemy, Esav. Yitzchak had to deal with Yishmael. Yaakov returning to land of Canaan, he realizes that he's opposing a new foe. This is not Esav. This is Esav on steroids. What do you call Esav on steroids? When Esav unites with Yishmael, it's Esav on steroids. Esav on steroids is the shar and the chamar together. Esav is the shar, Yishmael is the chamar. So Yaakov Avinu has to address this. He has to say, I am equipped to take you on. I have a shar, I have Yosef, I have a chamar, I have Mashiach ben David. So Yaakov Avinu is sending word to Esav, Vayehi li shar v'chamar, I am equipped to take you on. But let's take this even further. If you understand the shir, and I understand the shir, then Esav understood the shir. If Esav, I heard from Rav Miller, if Esav would walk in the room today, everyone would stand up for him. He would look like he's a holy, righteous man, but he was the king of hypocrisy. But did Esav understand this? If he didn't understand it, his mazlei chazeh. Let's come back and study and dissect, really, who is Yishmael? What is his vulnerability? And how do we overcome it? So I want to thank my friend Isaac Yaslovsky. Gave me some good parsha sheets from the Shvilei Pinchas from like 10 years ago, a few weeks ago. And I found it today in Tavshin Ayin Tes, which wasn't so long ago. Okay, so let's dissect. What is the power of Yishmael? What is his weakness, and how do we overcome it? We keep on coming back to this pasuk, "V'hu yiyat para adam." He'll be a mule of a man. Yadoi bakol. His hand is against everybody. Whatever country he's in, he's antagonistic. V'yad kol boy, and everyone's hand is against him. V'al pnei chol echav yishkain. So let's start with Reb Levi Yitzchak Barditchev. Yeah. Reb Levi Yitzchak says, how could it be Yadoi Bakol V'yad Kol Boy? Is he attacking everyone, or is everyone attacking him? So Reb Levi Yitzchak says, you have to look at the words carefully. Yadoi, he attacks Bakol. You know who attacks him? Koil. In other words, it's not that he attacks everyone, everyone attacks him. He's powerful when he's attacking Bakol. Everyone is powerful when everyone is Koil and not Bakol. So what does this mean? So let's start like this. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Sefer Shari Oira. The Shari Oira is one of the earliest Sifrei Kabbalah of Rabbi Yosef Gektilia, who says that the word koil refers to Mila. Mila. Mila is the perfection of man. Now there are two parts of Mila. There's the cutting, and then after you cut the foreskin, you uncover the atara, you pull it. It's priya. Yishmael has Mila, he doesn't have Priya. The cutting you do with the kli, you do with the utensil. The Priya you do with your hand, you don't do with the utensil. The Koyach, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Barditchev of Yishmael, is Bris Mila. That's why they have a Zuchus in Eretz Yisrael. Yadai. You know where the koyach of Yishmael comes from? Ba koyel. Koyel refers to the milah. Ba koyel, through the mitzvah of milah. Yadai. The strength of Yishmael is in the mitzvah of milah. Viyad koyel. Now, the thing is, he only has milah. He doesn't have priya. Priya is done with what? The yad. Viyad koyel. But when you do the priya with the yad, with milah, boy, that's when you could overcome him. Yishmael's koyach is yadai bakoil. His koyach is through the mitzvah of milah. Yadai bakoil. His strength, yadai, his strength, bakoil, is through the mitzvah of milah. But viyad koil, when the milah is done, not with the utensil, with the hand, that's the mitzvah priya, boy, that's when you could overcome Yishmael. In other words, the strength of Klal Yisrael over Yishmael is that when we live up to the requirement of Kedusha that Priya offers us. Okay? That's the Kedusha Slevi. Comes a Chassam Sofer in a number of places in his Perush on Bava Basra. We know Avram Avinu had a daughter. You know what her name was?
Bakol.
Ubakol Shema. Va'Avraham Zakein Baba Yamim Va'Shem Berach Es Avraham Bakol. Now, comes a Chassam Sofer. He says it's based on the Shla. The word Bakoil, we know Avraham Avinu was blessed with Bakoil. Avraham had a daughter, the Avraham Zogim Bamayam, Hashem Berchas Avraham, Bakoil. Yitzchak, when Esav said, do you have anything left for me, Tata? What did Yitzchak say? Va'oichel Mikoil. I'll eat. What's a higher level, Bakoil or Mikoil? Actually, says the Chassam Sofer, quoting the Shla, Bakoil is higher. Mikoil implies miktsas koil, a little bit of koil. Bakoil means not a little bit, with koil, that you're directly attached. You may not have everything, but you're directly connected. Koil is the epitome of shleimus that Yaakov Avinu had. Says the Shla HaKadosh, Yadai Bakoil. The Madrega of Yishmael is, you know, when he has dominion, Bakoil. When we are not fully connected to Hashem, when we have admixture, when we're bakoil, when we have some of miktsas, when we have a little bit, when we have part of it, when we have part of koil, when we have a little bit of taruvais, of klipais in the kedusha, alluded to with the word bakoil, then Yishmael rules over us. You know when Yishmael rules over us? When we daven, but it's not wholehearted. When it's nifgam. If it's nifgam, if you daven, if you don't do it properly, you're saying, what does it mean not to do davening properly? You tell me. Kavana. Phones. I didn't say it, right? You bring your phone with you. You leave the phone outside. You come on time, and you daven. You're not bakoil. You're koil. Then you overcome Yishmael. When you do a half a job, Yishmael overcomes us. So Yadai Bakoil, Yishmael rules when we're slightly connected to Koil. But Viyad Koil, when we have the Madrig of Koil, we overcome Yishmael. Who says this? Chassam Sofer. He writes this in Parshas Lech Lecha and his commentary to Baba Basra. But Sfasemes takes this even further. Says the holy Sfasemes, Bakoil is Avraham. Mikoil is Yitzchak. Koil is Yaakov. You know who rules over us? Yadai Bakoil. Yishmael is the son of Avraham. So when we're only on the Madrig of Avraham, Yishmael rules over us. But when we're on the Madrig of Yaakov, which is Koil, we rule over him. Yadai Bakoil. He rules over us when he's connected to only, when we're only connected to Avraham. Says the Sfas Emes. Vezesha Kasav B'Yishmael. Yadai Bakoil. He had a chelek of the Midah of Avraham. But V'yad Koil Boy, the Midah of Yaakov rules over him. So in other words, Yaakov Avinu has in him the ingredients to overcome Yishmael. And really he has the ingredients to overcome the combination of Esav and Yishmael. So Yishmael overcomes Klal Yisrael being connected merely to Avraham. But when we're on the Madrega of Koil, then we can even overcome Esav. Yaakov's Madrega of, excuse me, we could overcome Yishmael. Yaakov's Madrega of Koel is Yad Koel Boy. Says the Sasemes, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayitain es kol asher loy li Yitzchak. He gave everything to Yitzchak. Meaning he gave Yitzchak the koel that he had, which was Bakoel. So, I would humbly suggest as follows. Here's the storyline. There's a man by the name of Yishmael. Yitzchak tries to overcome Yishmael. There's a man by the name of Esav. Yaakov overcomes Esav. So now Esav has an einfal. What's the einfal of Esav? Esav's einfal is, Yishmael couldn't overcome Yitzchak. I can't overcome Yaakov. He duped me out of the blessings. He duped me out of the birthright. But maybe if I join forces with Yishmael, Vayistoim Esav Yishmael, maybe the combination of the two, I'll be able to overcome Yaakov. So Yaakov first sends message to Esav. Listen, Esav, you think because you're Shar and Chamor, you could overcome me? Vayihi li Shar v'chamor. I also have Shar v'chamor. By the way, I saw this morning another amazing remez, which substantiates the Chassam Sofer and the Sfasemes from Rav Meir Mazuz. We find at the end of Chayisara, Vayishkenu mechavila, he encamped from Chavila ad Shur, Asher al Pnei Mitzrayim, Bayacha Ashura. And now we talk about the fall of Yishmael. You know when Yishmael falls? Look at number 19. Al Pnei Chol Echav Nafal. When we're on the Madrig of Koel, then Yishmael falls. When we're Bakoel, he has dominion over us. When we're Koel, Al Pnei Koel. Why does it say Al Pnei Koel Echav? It should say Al Pnei Echav. The word Koel is extra. It's indicating that when we're on the Madrig of Koel, like the Chassam Sofer teaches, then Yishmael falls to us. And therefore we come to the amazing revelation of the Shvilei Pinchas. I try to look around, where does this come from? This is his own amazing revelation. The word Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, stands for, it's Rashi Tevois, Bittul Klipois Esav Yishmael. Yaakov stands for, backward, Bittul Klipois Esav Yishmael. Yaakov, through the Midah of Koel, he has the ability to overcome even the union of Esav and Yishmael. So I would say, you ready for this? This I'm going to add something. I have to add something, no? So aside from the fact that this is why Yaakov Avinu sent word, Vayihi li shar v'chamor, when Yaakov is talking to Esav, you know, there are all kinds of levels of conversation taking place. You know, if you notice, in the Midrashim and in Rashi, in Parshas Vayishlach, Rashi almost always says two perushim. Rashi says, "Im Lavan garti v'echar arata." Either Rashi says, "I lived with Lavan. I didn't become prestigious. I didn't become wealthy. You have nothing to be jealous of." That's one pshat. Another pshat, Rashi says, "Im Lavan garti tariag mitzvah shamarti. I kept all 613 mitzvahs." Do you really think Esav cared if he kept 613 mitzvahs? Imagine if someone's on the battlefield with one of these, you know. And he says, "Stop! Message! What? Did you know I kept the whole Mishnah Berurah? Simen Aleph, I wash Negovasar by my bed, and then I'm a Kaim Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and I say Tikkun Chatzois." I mean, you think the guy's going to stop to listen to your shir that you keep the 613 mitzvahs? What does the enemy care that you kept the mitzvahs? And if you look throughout Rashi, in the entire Parsha of Yaakov speaking to Esav, there are always two Perushim. One is a practical pshat, and one is a spiritual pshat. Even the Rashi that says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, what does Rashi say? Malachim Mamash. Yeah, but the Medrash says, no, not Malachim Mamash. He sent physical messengers. So which one did he do? The Shlach HaKadosh says, and this is very important to know, that everything in this world, before it happens down here in this world, happens up in Shamayim. There's a spiritual root of everything, and then after it plays out in Shamayim, it concretizes in this world. So, in the Shamayim, the the image of Yaakov Avinu is arguing with the archangel of Esav, saying, I kept the Taryag Mitzvahs. That's an argument that in Shamayim, you know, it resonates, that carries weight. But then down here in this world, Yaakov says, look, Esav, you have nothing to be jealous of. The brachas of my father never came to fruition. So one of the perushim, the practical pshat of Rashi, is addressing the earthly dispute between Yaakov and Esav. And the spiritual pshat of Rashi is addressing the heavenly dispute between Yaakov and Esav. It comes out, you want to hear something amazing, and this is, it's kedai to bear this in mind. You know, there's a lot of discussion. Should we pray? Should we rally? Should we... And I leave that to people much bigger than myself. But one thing's for sure, Yaakov Avinu did both. And the Ramban says, we learn from Yaakov that you can rely on your zechus and only daven. That's what the Ramban says, the whole purpose of Parshas Vayishlach is. So, but I'm not commenting on the ramifications of that. But I'm also want to mention that when the angel of Esav wrestles with Yaakov, he says, now your name is Yisrael. Why? Ki sarisa im elekim v'im anashim v'atuchal. You wrestled with God, with an angel, and with men, and you won. Says Rashi, who are the men? Lavan and Esav. What do you mean Lavan and Esav? Lavan and Esav? Yaakov Avinu never met Esav yet. He's wrestling with the archangel of Esav. He didn't meet Esav yet. How could the angel say that you strove with Lavan and Esav and you won? Yaakov didn't meet Esav yet. Says the Brisker Rav, of course he met Esav. He met the angel of Esav. And once you take care of your heavenly obligation, then Esav down here is a pawn, he falls mamela. It's just, he'll be playing out the foregone conclusion. Meaning if Yaakov already pinned the angel of Esav down to the floor and he beat the angel of Esav, then Esav will already, it's a foregone conclusion that Esav will fall. So the idea the Brisker Rav was bringing out is whatever level hishtadlus you need to do, once you take care of your heavenly activities, the earthly ramifications are foregone conclusion. Okay. But here's the grand finale. So Yaakov is speaking to Esav, and we know then, according to the Shla, every word Yaakov says to Esav is like a double entendre. He's speaking to the angel on high, and he's speaking to Esav. He says, "Kach na es berchasi, take my blessing, take my gift, asher huvas lach, ki chanani elokim, v'chi yesh li kail." So we know what it means in the physical world. Yesh li kail means, I don't need it. I have everything. You take it. But based on everything we're learning, it's clear what Yaakov Avinu is telling telling Esav. Esav, I know you. I know why you're coming now. You just created a union with Yishmael. You think by uniting with Yishmael, you could overcome me? No. Even though if Esav and Yishmael come together, they could destroy the world. That is, if we don't have the koyach of Yaakov. But Yaakov has the power of koil. And Yad Koil Boy. So Yaakov is, so to speak, talking to the Esav down here, and he's simultaneously addressing the Esav in Shamayim. Yesh Li Koil. You thought you were going to come at me at Yadai Bakoil. I come back at you with Yesh Li Koil, V'Yad Koil Boy. And if Yad Koil Boy, then we apply what it says at the end of Chayisara, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. That's what I got for you tonight, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.